Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like this? Howard Stern fans, this song has special meaning because of Sugarloaf. But it's a long story that I don't have time to get into. Text the word green to 72881. Marlins are done with the inning? What happened?
It was almost a home run. That's why I said it was so close.
Text the word green to 72881, and you're registered. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at 5 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. It's all brought to you by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Speaking of green, maybe we'll bet the Danny Green over tonight, 9 points. That's what Lee Sterling said earlier.
I like it.
I do like that bet. All right, Adam Beasley is on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. He is the Dolphins reporter for the Miami Herald. By the way, before we get to Beasley, there was a great text that came in during the commercial break. I listened to one of your older shows. I heard the Crowder Tugboat segment. My church is planning a fair. We're creating a game to play called the Old Tugboat. We're going to simulate the distance for the jump. If you make it, you win a stuffed animal. So there you go.
It's impossible.
You have. It's impossible.
It's impossible.
It's impossible, says the guy that ended up in the water.
If I can't make it, nobody can make it.
Adam Beasley covers Dolphins for the Miami Herald. He's with us now. Hello, Adam.
I'm curious a couple of things. One, don't you guys understand that the lighter a person is, the farther they can jump because they have less gravity pulling them down?
Is that true? I never even thought of that. Is that true? The lighter? But, I mean, you have to have strong legs, though, too. That would come into play.
Yeah, but, I mean, how long has it been since Crowder played?
Yeah. Oh no, Bees. I'm out of shape now. This funky Buddha took over my life.
Same. And two, I was listening when you guys, you know, got into the segment, and what percentage of your show do you degenerates dedicate to wacky prop bets?
Way too much. Let's go over some Dolphins prop bets for next season.
That'd be fun.
Do you gamble at all?
I do it legally. I don't have one of those apps on my phone, and I'm certainly not giving my money in a bag to some dude behind the Publix.
I've had many.
When I'm in the Bahamas, when I'm in Vegas, I'll place a wager.
I've had many a meeting behind that Walgreens right here on Ives Dairy and 441.
That's terrible.
Had many a meeting back there. But our newspapers, are they embracing? I remember, you know, back in the day, that was the only place. Danny Sheridan, they would publish the Danny Sheridan odds in the newspaper, and, like, you know, now you get odds updated by the minute or whatnot. But is there any kind of move in newspaper to be covering sports gambling more because it's got more mass appeal?
Oh, 100%. I mean, we're praying it's what saves our industry.
Radio, too. I'm not even kidding you. Radio, too. Because, like, I even saw that Entercom, you know, Radio.com Sports. I got an email yesterday. There's a whole gambling division now of Radio.com Sports.
I'm all for it. It's a pity it's taken this long to take off.
It's interesting that it's like, becoming more mainstream. Because there is pushback from people. You know, if they hear us talking about it on the air where, hey, I don't gamble. But I'll tell you what I find fascinating. Whenever we have gamblers on, professional gamblers, we do get texts from people that say, I don't gamble on sports, but I find it interesting. I do. I think it's, like, interesting to look at, you know, a potential prop bet, whether it's the Dolphins upcoming season or you know, over under on wins, or a prop bet for tonight's NBA Finals game. Like, just interesting jump off points for conversation.
Yeah, no kidding. And I mean, I have very little interest in regular season baseball. The U.S. Women's Open is occurring right now. I haven't watched a second of it. But if I had some juice on it, believe you me, I'd be glued to the television.
I mentioned in the last segment you had retweeted the Pro Football Talk article. It says, Ryan Tannehill transition to backup role has been tough at times. And I was saying to Crowder, wouldn't a better quote from him be, isn't it amazing that I was the starter for 7 years without a challenger? Like, that would be a more appropriate quote, no?
Yeah, there's a reason the feeling is so foreign, Ryan, is because it's something you've never encountered before.
Never even had to think about it, right? I mean, never had a challenger.
But Beasley, isn't he one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the world?
Oh man. Because the market says no.
I mean, some of these
he'd be a starting quarterback somewhere.
That's the funny thing, because I'm looking at some of these quarterbacks, like a Josh Allen, where they're taking a chance on a young guy. Tannehill would win more games than him. I could look around some teams where I think Tannehill could win more games than the quarterback they're working out or trying to figure out.
Yeah, but there's a hard ceiling on Tannehill.
Yeah.
A guy like Josh Allen, you're betting on the, you know, on hope. And you think that maybe he figures out the accuracy and can lead a team. But, yeah, I'm with you by and large. If you want a steady guy that's going to win you six or seven games, Ryan Tannehill's your guy.
Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald is with us. What about the Dolphins quarterback situation? Has Ryan Fitzpatrick outplayed in OTAs, of course, so you got to take it all with a grain of salt, outplayed Josh Rosen? Has Josh Rosen outplayed Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, it's funny. We've seen three OTA practices now. There was, a voluntary minicamp we saw back in April, but Rosen wasn't part of that. So we've really seen three practices of them going head-to-head and maybe, I don't know, 45 plays of team drills in those three practices combined. And so with the caveats at an extremely small sample size, yeah, Fitzpatrick's ahead, as well he should be. I mean, the dude's 117 years old. I mean, he's seen every offense and defense known to man. He's leading, but I think the gap is narrowing. And from people I talk to inside and outside the organization, they feel like, talking about hope and upside and all that, that Rosen, there's a reason he was a top 10 pick. And there's a reason that the Mel Kuypers and Tom McShays were saying he might have been the number one quarterback taken in this year's draft had he stayed for his senior year. I mean, his arm talent's ridiculous. And one player I talked to said, the quote was, he's got it. And the question is, well, what exactly is it? Is it going to manifest itself on in a team that's talent deficient? Is it enough to lift, you know, what could be a 3 or 4 win team? Let's hope. Let's hope that they figure it out quick, because it's crazy. I mean, if they had taken Rosen last year with a top 10 pick, he would have at least 2, maybe 3 years to figure it out. Given the way he's arrived at the Miami Dolphins and the pretty strong quarterback class behind him in 2020, he has 16 starts at the most to prove that he's their guy. And he might not even get that if Fitzpatrick beats him out.
And B's the weapons, because there's not a 1,000-yard receiver on this team. Could any of these guys become that? Can Kenny become a real number one? Can Devontae work out?
Well, yes. I mean, sure, any of those guys, you put them, you know, in with the Saints and Drew Brees throwing the football, and, yeah, they can put up those numbers. The difference is this, is that New England scheme that they're bringing down here, when's the last time they had a true number one? Is it Randy Moss?
Got to be Randy.
Yeah, I know people are drunk and talking about Edelman maybe being a Hall of Famer. That's nonsense. I mean, you look at his regular season stats, and he's a 50-60 catch guy. So, yeah, I mean, in theory, any of those guys could, not any of them, but I think Devontae in a right system, certainly Kenny, could be a 1,000-yard guy. I just don't know if they're going to get the targets that it would take to do so. I think they're going to try to spread the ball out a lot. I think they're going to throw the ball to the running back out of the backfield. Tight ends are going to be involved. So, no, I don't think – the question is, are one of those guys going to get 90 targets? And I just don't see that, because you'll probably need 90 targets for one of those guys to go over 1,000 yards.
Is there something percolating with Rashad Jones?
Yeah, I mean, that's the million-dollar question. We were told all along he's going to be back for next week, but do you guys have any great confidence that's going to happen? Because I don't. I mean, it's mandatory, and mandatory means he might lose – $50,000 if he doesn't show up. I don't know what the exact number is, but it's not egregious to fine when he's making $13 million this year. So if he wants to continue to make a point, or if there's behind the scenes some trade talk going on and they tell him to stay away, I'd say it's no guarantee that he's back. I will guarantee you one thing. If he is back next week, he's not going to line up with the ones in the first snap. There is no way that Brian Flores can go and look his team in the eye after all his talk about competition and earning and these voluntary practices are absolutely important, team building, all that, and then turn around and give a starting job to a guy who quit on the team last year and then didn't show up for the first 2 months of the off-season conditioning program. So my guess is Rashad's going to have to be okay with running with the twos or threes next week if he comes back. But honestly, this is the story to me of the summer. The quarterback battle will play out in July, August, September. But if Rashad Jones is on the team, June 1 is the important day, because if they would have cut or trade him before June 1, the cap hit would have been absurd. They still can't cut him after June 1 because he's owed $11 million guaranteed, whether he's on the roster or not. But they could trade him in that guarantee after June 1 and save nearly the entire bundle of cap money. So to me, that's the real storyline going forward. Does he show up next week? If not, why? Is it because he wants to be gone, or the Dolphins are telling him to stay away?
And a lot of talk about Charles Harris. Brian Flores has been saying, you know, he can have some success in my system. He likes him. He likes his work ethic. But have you seen, Bees, you're around the team all the time, have you seen flashes of greatness, one or two plays out of Charles Harris that made you say, damn, this kid might be able to play?
Well, I mean, we haven't seen anything. He still has a wrist injury. I mean, that's what, to me, that was the most jaw-dropping thing that Flores said yesterday, that he's, you know, he's the kind of guy we want on this team, and we're really happy with where he is. The dude hasn't done anything. I mean, at least in what we've seen, he's still nursing a wrist injury. Yeah, he's warmed up and he's maybe done some individual stuff, but we haven't seen him put his hand to dirt or drop back into coverage in team drills. So I think, and you know this, Channing, there are certain guys, and Devontae might be another one of those guys, that need a little loving, that need that ego stroked to get their head right, and they've underachieved for a reason. There's no question that Devontae and Charles Harris have the physical gifts to be successful in the NFL. So why hasn't it worked out? Well, the obvious answer is the neck up. Maybe it's the scheme. Maybe he just wasn't suited for a 4-3 defensive end, and they're going to see him in a 3-4 as an outside linebacker now. But more often than not, it's guys not having the confidence, the focus, the drive to be great. And maybe that's what Flores was doing yesterday, saying, hey, we got you. We got your back. You're going to go out and kill it this year.
Adam Beasley covers the Dolphins for the Miami Herald. We always appreciate you joining us. Surprised that Richie Incognito got signed by the Raiders?
No, because you never run out of chances if you have talent. But I was stunned, guys. I didn't know all that he's been up to, not in a good way, since he's been gone.
It's insanity.
I don't know if the Raiders even knew the full extent of what he'd gotten into. I mean, there was an entire misdemeanor about him going after his grandmother that didn't even make the news.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, apparently he blamed his 90-year-old grandmother for his father's death. And this is according to reports. I haven't seen a police report, but from what I've read, the dude ripped out the security system and punched a hole in the wall in his grandmother's house. Hmm. And that was within the last calendar year. So it really is amazing that you can do anything and get a second chance in the NFL except kneel during the national anthem.
But you know what, right?
We were talking about a Beasley. They call that a guy that brings toughness to the team when you're crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's truly astounding. We think back now, it's been 6 years since that bullying scandal, and we thought it was about culture. What I really think it was more than anything, and the NFL's finally come around to this, is that you had two mentally unstable is not fair for Richie. Well, maybe it is. Certainly Jonathan Martin with the charges he's facing. But guys with some issues put into a very stressful, very close environment where they're literally banging their heads against the wall 50 times a day, and you wonder why something snaps. To me, it's amazing that something like this hasn't happened before, you know, given the mental issues, the stresses, and the pounding their brains take playing that game.
Yeah, and Beasley, do you know who the highest-rated defender on the 2008 playoff team was?
According to Pro Football Focus?
No, I don't believe that website.
Well, it was me. It was me, Beasley. You can write an article if you like.
It was Crowder.
Why they even put you in the honor roll yet, Crowder, is in true travesty. In fact, I'm going to go and have words with Steve Ross next time I see him.
Does seem like they should come up with something, because you like.
Why didn't he just come up with something? The honor roll. He just said it.
Well, I mean, now the honor roll seems like a stretch.
What?
I'm thinking like for guys that are still part of the organization, like the Arondes and the Channings.
Parkins. What about Ricky?
I've argued with people all day. Ricky's the best running back ever to put on a Dolphins helmet, like, but
Ricky,
nobody wants him up anywhere.
Ricky could be in the Ring of Honor or something like that. Like Channing and a Rondé, like a concession stand, maybe
a concession stand.
Frozen banana.
Crowder burger at the concession stands. In your
I was thinking
name.
Frozen, you know, banana.
I'll take the beer garden.
Oh, you know what? That would make sense, though. Channing Crowder's beer garden.
Hook me up, Bees.
That
me
would
up.
Make sense.
Hey, I'll be your financial backer. Here we go.
My man.
Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. Thanks, Bees.
All right, guys.
Always enjoy talking a little Dolphins. We're 98 days away from the start of the NFL season. So that's the official start.
Yes.
We're like, what, for we really start to get into it? Like what, maybe
August?
50 days away, something like that, because you get like 40 good days of talk.
And if y'all think he's going to give up on this countdown, he is a man of countdowns. You counted down Mario Chalmers.
Mario Chalmers, I was counting up, though.
Hundreds of days.
This is an actual countdown. I'm counting down. All right, that was Adam Beasley. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back.
Radio.com.
You can hear every game of the Stanley Cup Finals right here on 560 WQAM. Broadcast is sponsored by Gunther Kia. You got to get to Gunther Kia for May's summer sticker sales event. It's going on through May 31st, which is tomorrow. Take a sneak peek at the summer sticker sales event at GuntherKia.com today. Listen to a little hockey. I want to talk about only a few at-bats left. Got a couple of hockey games left, and then really we'll be in the dog days of summer sports.
I'm not against betting the Stanley Cup now.
When's the last time that the Marlins were really super relevant? Was it 03?
03, yeah. Because they've only made the playoffs, I believe, twice, and they've won the World Series twice.
03, though, was it at Hard Rock Stadium, right?
Yes, yes.
So they were relevant.
Well, so was 97.
No. But I'm saying they were relevant again, though, when they had the new ballpark, right? They had that $100 million payroll.
Like, yes, what, but Mark they
were
Burley.
Were they good, though?
No. But they were relevant.
The town.
Like, I'm trying to think of the last time where summer rolled around. I was kind of like fantasizing, like, if you're in a city that's baseball crazy and the baseball team is good, like, what a pleasure. You get into summer and you're focused on your team.
I think you're right. When Jose was still alive, Gordon, Giancarlo.
You had Jose Reyes and Mark Burley. Who are some of the other guys that they signed that season? Like, wasn't that the Heath Bell season as well?
Yes.
Like, there were characters. Remember they did that show on Showtime called The Franchise. You remember that? It was like Hard Knocks.
For me to be able to rattle off names like I have.
That was the last time that they were relevant. Ozzie Guillen was the manager.
Yes.
You had actual relevancy.
You had narratives. You had storylines.
There were myriad storylines. Yeah. Like
Ozzie Guillen.
Yeah, and the ballpark. The ballpark being brand new was, you know, like that. That was, you know, whether they got it through lies and whatever, it was a $500 million ballpark
but even that, like, we used to be able to make, like, we used to be able to talk about that,
right? You can't even talk about that anymore.
It's too old. Like, what do we talk about? Sterling Castro, I think that's his name.
You got it right.
Starlin.
Not Sterling, but yeah.
Starlin, whatever.
They call him Castro, like the oil.
No, Castro.
Oh, okay. See,
like, did you think it was Castro?
I knew Burley.
Did you think
I had D. Gordon on lock.
Did you think it was Sterling Castro?
Sterling Castro.
The oil?
Yeah, that's exactly what he thought. That's so funny. Yeah, we just we don't have that luxury in this market right here. If you talked about baseball, and again, I root for the Marlins. I go to the ballpark. I like watching Marlins games. Do I wish they were competitive? Yes. Mm-hmm. Could I even pretend to talk about them? No. I couldn't.
Make fun of them.
I could talk about them if they were relevant. I'd be paying more attention. I'd be watching more games. But I can't even, like, you know, and you'll get the odd text here and there of somebody saying, oh, maybe now you could talk about the Marlins. They're on a 3-game win streak or whatever. But there are markets, there are radio markets, sports radio, where they will talk about, like, Mike Francesa in New York. I mean, he will talk about Yankees and Mets games inning by inning. Like, let's talk about this pitching change and should they have, like, I mean, you'd be laughed out of Miami for doing that.
I've talked to, like, John Michaels and Randy McMichael, the guys in Atlanta. They can go Braves.
Well, Braves are a perennial playoff team.
Yeah, they can go Braves. It's a different market. A bunch of guys in different markets will tell us, ask me, hey, y'all, you talk baseball? Bro, you should see the text line when we start talking baseball. They cuss you out.
Even when we have Don Mattingly on, there's people like, don't want to hear from him.
And he's a great interview.
Right? Like, don't want to hear from Don Mattingly.
Yeah, tough market.
Just a, well, it's different. They did it to themselves. It's, I, you know, Miami sometimes gets that rap of tough market. We are as irrelevant a sports market as we've ever been, right? Yes. Miami Heat, not a playoff team. Florida Panthers, not a playoff team. Miami Hurricanes, again, relevant because of the coaching changes and whatnot, but they're coming off a terrible season. Miami Dolphins, not a playoff team, going to be worse. What am I missing? Am I missing? And the Miami Marlins. Marlins are epically bad. So this is as barren a sports wasteland as I think Miami's ever been.
And as I do believe, more leagues are going towards like the NBA model of the star-driven leagues, like big names, name guys. Who's the top three athletes in South Florida?
Well, and think about this, too. The NBA free agents that are available, we looked at the Vegas odds. I mean, it was from Anthony Davis to Kevin Durant to Kyrie Irving. The only guy that was mentioned where the Heat are actually listed as a team that you could wager on was Jimmy Butler, and they were the longest long shot in that list. Like, they're not relevant right now. I'm not saying that they won't be again. I'm just saying at this very moment on May 30th, we are as barren a sports market as we have been for a very long time.
The best athletes in South Florida at their job, they might be all three Florida Panthers. Barkov, Huberdeau.
But they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah,
so like,
not that good, obviously.
I'm just saying, if you're on, we're doing Madden rankings, NHL Live, all the video game rankings. The highest ranked players in South Florida, they go through the teams.
Do you know
who's the highest ranked Heat player?
Let me tell you something. Greg Cody in the Miami Herald wrote something the other day. I had bookmarked this. Oh, it's in the show sheet?
Valero.
I see it here. Look at you, Valero. Not even mailing it in. Like, he's doing his thing.
You see?
He is doing his thing.
That's one of them dumb mistakes.
No, says, you just throw it away.
Greg Cody, he ranks Dolphins, Heat, Marlins, and Panthers stars that are 25 and under in age. Like, oh, okay. Here are the guys that, look at the look on your face, right?
Now the list gets real short.
Because I'm telling you, like what's going on in sports here?
Because even though those aren't puppies anymore.
Do you want to guess who number one is?
Under 25, hot, because even Huberdeau and them guys are 26, 27 now.
Is it Barkov?
It's Barkov. Yeah.
How old
it's
is
Barkov,
he?
23.
23, okay. Yeah, no. And the rest of them probably are hockey players. Who, Minka Fitzpatrick?
Barkov is one. Laremy Tunsil, two. He is 24 years old and 298 days. So he's
And is he proven in y'all's – is he Jonathan Ogden?
No, but this is why this list is so relevant to me. Like – Laremy Tunsil is number two, up-and-coming young stars.
And he had a good season, but he's had down up. He started at guard next to Brandon Albert. I'm not sold on Laremy Tunsil of being the left tackle for the next 10 years.
Number three, Bam Adebayo.
He's energy guy.
Bam Adebayo, love rooting for him. He's got some great dunks. He's got some blocks. Like, we've agreed. He's never going to be an NBA All-Star.
No.
That's the number three young star in Miami, according to Greg Cody in the Herald.
No, it makes sense. I can't think of any other ones.
Xavier Howard, number four. He's 25 years old and 327 days. So he's really about 40 days from clocking out of this list.
Man.
Sixto Sanchez is number five.
Who is that?
No idea.
I would guess.
I think he's a Marlins player.
He's a Marlins pitcher. Sixto Sanchez. Team's number one overall prospect. Oh, has yet to make his big league debut, but could be a force as early as next season.
I want to see his feet.
Oh, six toes?
Is that a nickname?
Sixto.
Sixto.
It's Spanish.
That's a Spanish name.
Oh, I thought it was like, you know, this.
like 6'2 Sam?
Yeah, 6'2 You know what? I think he died.
No.
I haven't seen him. You've seen 6'2
yeah.
Sam? I haven't seen him in like 2 years.
What do you think is the highest Heat ranking from 2K?
The highest Heat ranking on 2K?
Gorin.
I was going to say Josh Richardson.
Hassan Whiteside.
Come on.
83 overall.
Well, he lobbied for that, though.
He lobbied for it.
Goran Dragic is second.
Doesn't even start.
Josh Rosen is number six, according to Cody's list.
That's a reach.
Justice Winslow, number seven.
At least Justice, like Justice is proven.
Huberdeau is number eight. He is 25 years old and 357 days. He's got less than 10 days on this list.
There's nobody in the Marlins over an 80.
Minka Fitzpatrick is number nine.
He's going to be real good.
Sandy Alcantara, the Marlins pitcher, is number 10. He's had a great season.
He gave up one run only today, huh?
Oh, was he the was the starter
today?
He was
the pitcher, huh?
Pablo Lopez is number 11.
Mm-mm.
No idea.
Pitcher.
Josh Richardson, number 12. Ekblad, number 13. Your guy, Victor Mesa.
Hey.
Number 14. And Christian Wilkins, number 15.
Christian Wilkins? He hadn't put on shoulder pads.
But these are young guys that can give Miami hope over the next few years.
For Christian and Rosen to be on there, and they haven't touched the field as Dolphins, it lets you know that list is very,
it
very
tells
thin.
You, it tells you a little bit about what's going
and
on
Victor,
here.
Victor Mesa, he's still in the minors,
still
right?
in the minors, yes.
So you know, Six Toes Sanchez.
He's still in the minors.
Old Six Toes is in the minors.
Just think about this.
Got all 11 of his toes in the minors.
The best athletes under 25 aren't even playing for their teams yet.
Come on, man. I'll tell you what, though. He makes it, though. Very few guys with six toes have the potential for success like Six Toes Sanchez.
It'd be like Antonio Fonseca, just on the feet.
Six fingers, of course. Yeah. El Pupo.
Pupo, that's who I was thinking about.
El Pupo.
Yes, we have our El Pupo. We got us a Pupo.
We got a Pupo. We got ourselves El Pupo.
Do you know who the highest rated South Florida athlete was last year?
On what?
On like the sports games. From the Heat, Dolphins, Marlins, and Panthers.
Somebody
the
highest
hockey
rated athlete.
The overall was 89. I'll give you that.
Do they all have the same rating system? Is it out of 100?
Yes, out of 100.
And these are all what? The EA games?
EA, NBA 2K, NHL 19, yes.
Out of all the South Florida teams, the
You're
highest.
You're not going to guess it.
I won't guess this?
No.
Highest rated athlete. I don't know. I'm stumped.
What team?
Dolphins.
Oh, yeah. I never.
Offense or defense?
Defense.
Rashad Jones.
Cameron Wake.
Oh.
89.
You know what? I can see it because he was great in 18. So they, I mean, 17. So, like, last year, Cam didn't
I had
have a
him
great
on
season.
Atari 2600, and that was in 1983. So you could see.
Cam didn't have a great season last year, but I could see how he makes
it. Well,
it's
look. Like Whiteside being on the NBA 2K list. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break here. That's what's going on in the world of South Florida sports, which is why we spent Tuesday talking about hamburgers.
Radio.com.
Somebody texts in, I will bet Hawk a meal at Prime 112 that Bam Adebayo makes at least one all-star game.
Take the bet.
Yeah, take the bet.
I was just going to ask you guys. I would take that bet in a heartbeat, right?
Yes. I'd up the ante.
There's like nothing he's shown us offensively
well, and
to become
that,
a star.
And he'd be up against other Eastern Conference bigs?
Yes.
Okay, like...
No.
And KD might be coming to the East?
No.
What? How is he going to sneak in? And this is not disrespect to Bam Adebayo. He's one of the more likable Heat players.
And that's the thing I get to back when somebody's terrible and you say he's a nice guy.
Right.
You have to take personality out of ability.
I mean, we're talking about the All-Star game in the NBA. I feel like that's a sure thing, that bet. I would take that bet.
I would pull it up. Can you pull up the All-Star teams this year? Like, look at some of these bigs. There's six of them. They're, you know, on both sides. Bam's not going to be on this level. I can't even name them now. I know Bam's not going to be on this level.
I mean, honestly, if Hassan wasn't in the conversation the couple of seasons that he was doing his thing, Bam doesn't have those gaudy numbers.
No. His numbers that gaudy?
Joel Embiid. Kevin Durant.
Both of those guys are better than Bam so far.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Better than Bam.
Kawhi Leonard.
He's better than Bam.
LeBron James.
Not in the East, though. Oh, but they don't do East-West anymore.
That's why I'm just going.
Oh, right, yeah.
First, second, third team.
Well, regardless, LeBron's better than Bam.
Anthony Davis.
Better than Bam.
Blake Griffin.
Yeah. Better than Bam.
He's better than Bam.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Better than Bam.
Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, better than Bam.
He's a monster.
Nikola Vucevic.
Better than Bam.
LaMarcus Aldridge. And Dirk Nowitzki.
Well, Dirk, I mean.
That was a.
Bam's better than him.
Bam is better than Dirk Nowitzki. Now, right now.
This day of May 30th.
But oh,
so
I could make it,
a chance.
I actually could make a case that Dirk is better than him right now.
I would look at their numbers. They might be even.
Dirk averaged 4 points a game last season, bro.
Bam is endearing.
Dirk played with a walker.
Bam is young. Oh, he couldn't run. He couldn't bend his knees anymore.
Dirk was a 4-0-1 guy.
Ooh, like yeah. LeVar. He got LeVar Ball numbers.
Dirk got out-hustled on the court by Forrest Gump in the braces. Dirk has less speed than the guy in Something About Mary. Who's that dude?
That's Crowder's favorite character.
Was it Baxter?
Is that Baxter?
Is it?
Right? That guy out-hustled Dirk. What's that guy's name, man?
Oh, Dexter Baxter something. It was a silly-ass name.
I think it might be Baxter.
See, Miss Gump, his legs are strong. But his spine is crooked.
Hold on. What was that guy's name in Something About Mary? He had the leg braces. Someone's
Tucker.
Gotta know this.
Tucker.
He broke his own back because he wanted to get to Mary.
That guy, he was all in on Mary.
Mary was that bad? You know, I don't dabble in those realms.
Her personality was great.
She gave out hamburgers to people?
She did, yeah. She did.
Like, Woogie was getting hives about Mary.
She loved everybody,
later.
Though. She felt, you know what? She was the nice stripper. You know, a stripper can make anyone feel like they're interested in you.
Yeah.
It's a gift, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's a gift.
I should strip.
You don't make anyone feel like
you always disagree
right,
with this.
Right. Because
I make everyone around me happy.
Mm-mm. I see right through it. Like,
but you see right through it. Other people don't. I don't make you happy because you don't want to be happy.
Here's the thing. You don't have the staying power of a stripper.
Who doesn't?
Stripper can get a guy to come back night after night, month after month, right?
Yes.
You have the ability. 5 minutes at a bar. Hey, chilling. How's your grades? Whatever it is. Whatever your go-to crap is. Everyone walks out of there with the same thing. They have the realization 20 minutes later.
I don't.
That dude had no interest in me, what I was talking about. You don't have the gift of people coming back for more.
They come back every time. They come up years later. Hey, man, we met. Remember me, Jeff? Because it was so comfortable to him.
Marcos.
See? They're so comfortable. We're best
Patty,
friends.
Hey, what's up? This is Marcos.
Wait, hold on a second. Let me play. I'll set this up for people that haven't heard this. This is Channing Crowder to a T. A caller called in. I don't even know what we were taking calls about. A caller called in. Knew you, obviously, because his name was Marcos. No,
yes.
You don't. No, you
I
don't.
Do know
no, you
him.
Don't.
He,
no, you don't. I Anyone can listen to this sound and make their own determination.
I didn't say we're tight. We're frat brothers.
Bro,
I
this met is him. So obvious. Wait till people listen to
I
this.
I met him through my father-in-law. He's a real good guy.
It.
I've been
here's,
to his house.
Here's the phone call. Marcos is trying to connect with Crowder because he's like, hey, it's me, Marcos. Listen to Crowder's reaction. Hey! And then Crowder does something weird with
he asks him like all right he says I'll be out there
I'll be out but the, Marcos
there's no question
Marcos never says that he's going anywhere but Crowder is so you know ejected from the conversation because he's so used to having these BS conversations he's like yeah I'll see you out there but the guy never said he was gonna be anywhere listen to
hey Kenny what's up this is Marcos
fraudulent
what's going on bro road. Yeah man what's up I didn't know this was you. That's cool, man. I think I'm going out there this weekend, bro.
All right.
I'll let you.
Later.
Oh, yeah, you got that gift. Yeah, Jack.
That's cool, bro.
Oh, Jack, you got that gift.
Play it again, Lero.
listen
how
to
smooth,
this
how smooth
like
this
it is game film.
Hey, Kenny, what's up? This is Marcos.
What's going on bro? Road. Yeah, man, what's up? I didn't know this was you. That's cool, man. I think I'm going out there this weekend, bro.
All right.
I'll let you.
Later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jack. What a gift.
Can't be smooth. There's like 2 seconds of dead air.
Hey, Marcos.
See the connection?
There was no connection.
All right, yeah.
Homie.
I'll see you out there. Dude's like, what? Oh, where?
All right.
But think about. I just think about how smart that is.
Nope.
You don't know. I'm going to see you out there, man. Where is there? Nobody knows. But he put a there in his mind.
No.
Inception. Call me Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
That's Inception.
And some of those.
Going foolish. How'd we get the phlegm montage?
It's right next to the awkward exchange with Marcos.
Hey, Kenny, what's up? This is Marcos.
This is Inception. What's going on, bro? Yeah, man, yeah. What's up? I didn't know this was you. That's cool, man. I think I'm going out there this weekend, bro.
All right.
I'll let you.
Yeah, he was later. Thrilled that you were going out there this weekend. I think I'm going out there this weekend. All right.
How does a laugh warrant that's cool?
I know. That part is so weird.
That's cool.
It's so overdone. Funky Buddha Happy Hour's next. Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.